This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. government advisors have recommended COVID booster shots for millions of Americans, but expressed skepticism that the extra shots will slow the pandemic. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Advisors to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control say boosters should be offered to people 65 and older, nursing home residents, and those ages 50 to 64 with underlying health problems, with a provision for younger adults at health risk. But the panel decided against extra shots for healthy healthcare workers. Dr. Pablo Sanchez.
We have a really effective vaccine, and it's like saying that it's not working, and it is.
And Dr. Helen Talbot says getting everyone vaccinated is the answer, not giving boosters to those already protected.
I feel like we're putting lipsticks on frogs. Like, this is not going to solve the pandemic.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
While the U.S. and other nations contemplate coronavirus booster shots, leaders of African countries have called for wider distribution of vaccines. AP's Jennifer King reports.
Speaking at the UN's annual meeting, African leaders denounced vaccine inequity, including Namibian President Hage Geingob.
Vaccine apartheid has resulted in significant disparities.
The president of Tanzania, Samia Suluhu Hassan, says the level of vaccine inequity seen by African countries is appalling.
Most of our countries have inoculated less than 2% of our populace and thus seek more vaccines for our people. Other countries are about to roll out the third dose.
The director general of the World Health Organization says only about 15% of promised donations of vaccines have been delivered. He says they need 2 billion doses right away to achieve a target of 40% of the population of every country by the end of this year. I'm Jennifer King.
This is VOA News. The Biden administration's special envoy to Haiti resigned in protest of inhumane large-scale expulsion of Haitian migrants to their homeland as it is racked by civil strife and natural disaster. Daniel Foote was appointed to the position in July following the assassination of Haiti's President Jovenel Moïse. At a news conference, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Daniel Foote was able to speak his mind.
His purview was, of course, being the special envoy on the ground. His positions were, and his views were put forward. They were valued. They were heard. Different policy decisions were made in some circumstances.
Even before migrant expulsions from the small Texas border town of Del Rio started, the career diplomat was known to be deeply frustrated with what he considered a lack of urgency in Washington and a glacial pace on efforts to improve conditions in Haiti. One of the founders of the Taliban says they will again carry out harsh punishments, including executions and amputations, as they reassert their rule over Afghanistan. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Mullah Nuruddin Turabi was justice minister and head of the religious police when the Taliban were last in power in the 1990s. At that time, convicted murderers were killed by a single gunshot to the head. Convicted thieves had a hand amputated, and those punishments were usually carried out before large crowds at a stadium or mosque, a practice that drew international condemnation. Turabi is now in charge of prisons, and he tells the Associated Press such punishments will return, though perhaps not in public. He says no one will tell the Taliban what its laws should be, and they will follow the Quran. I'm Ben Thomas.
Crews are working to protect giant sequoia trees from wildfires in California's Sierra Nevada. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
Governor Gavin Newsom says one big wildfire is in the KNP complex.
0% contained. 33,000 acres, just this complex.
Over the years, the area around the big trees had controlled fires to burn away vegetation. Christy Brigham with Sequoia and Kings National Parks says the bases are also wrapped in fire-resistant materials.
These trees are so fire-adapted. This bark's 12 inches thick. The reason it sounds like that is there's air in here.
So far, only one big tree has been damaged. Giant Forest has 2,000 sequoias and includes the General Sherman, the largest tree in the world by volume. I'm Ed Donahue.
An up day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials gaining nearly 1.5%. The S&P rose by 1.21% and the NASDAQ added 1.04%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.